sometimes find that choosing a gift for a child to be one of the most difficult tasks. Standing in Target or in Toys R Us or any other store, looking at aisles and aisles, toys and games, electronics, ideas. What in the world do you give to a child? What do you give them that they'll actually like and appreciate and use and that will show that you were thinking of them, that you care about them? Yaakov Avinu gathers his 12 sons together before he dies in this week's Parsha, and to each one he leaves them with a message. And at the end of his message to his son Yehuda, he says a line which seems on the surface to have nothing more than a promise of bounty and plenty in his land. Ulaven shinayim mechalav. Your teeth will be white from milk. So much milk will be flowing in your land, your teeth will turn white from that milk. Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara in Mesachas Ksuvos understands from that a lesson far more profound. Then he says, don't read it ulaven shinayim, that your teeth will be white, but v'libun shinayim, whiten your teeth. And Rabbi Yochanan understands the Gemara to be saying, tov ha-malbin shinayim l'chavero, it is greater for one to whiten his teeth towards his friend, yoser mimashkehu chalav, more than giving him milk to drink. When you whiten your teeth to your friend, you smile at him. As you show him the whites of your teeth, and you smile, you show him your love. You show him you care. You show him that he's valuable to you. And the Gemara says, that's greater than giving him milk. Milk, of course, has the connotation of an infant drinking his mother's milk. His mother's milk, which is all that the child gets, is his only and sole source of nourishment. Everything is contained in that milk for all of his physical needs. And as we grow older, we have other needs. And the smile that we provide to our friends is greater than that milk. The smile contains all of those emotional needs, all of that security, all of that feeling of being valued, of being cared for. You see a friend and you smile at him and you say, I'm so happy to see you. So glad that you're here. Our children need that smile more than anything else that we can give them. And it's sometimes sad to think that they actually receive that smile the least out of anyone. Because we sometimes reserve that smile when we see someone we haven't seen in a long time. And all of a sudden they're there, we're so excited to see them, we smile, I'm so happy that you're here. But our children and our spouses, we see them all the time. Every morning, every evening, during the day. We have routines to take care of, carpools to run, homework to be done. And we sometimes lose sight of that smile. I'm just happy that you're here. Make sure you take the first opportunity when you see your child, smile at them. Just show them that you're happy to see them, that you're happy that they're part of your family, that you're happy that they're around. There is nothing greater than being on the receiving end of a real, true, great, big smile. It's amazing the way Hashem created our faces. The standard expression of our face is generally apathetic, sometimes a frown. That's just the way that our faces are without any energy. It takes effort, muscles, to smile. You have to want to smile. You have to choose to smile at someone, which is why it's so valuable when we receive that smile. Take the opportunity, the first time you see your child today and every day, just smile at them. Let them know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, how excited you are to see them. And they will grow up with that in the home throughout their whole life and take it with them. More than giving them milk to drink, the emotional joy, the emotional security of knowing how much their parents love them by the simple smile. It's the greatest gift we can give our child. Have a great childhood.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.